The chief of the Forest Service, Mike Dombeck, is stepping down. Dombeck could have stayed until the end of April, but he said it was becoming increasingly difficult to serve in an administration that doesn't agree with his approach to forest management. Dombeck's resignation comes as the Bush administration seeks to undo one of his most notable initiatives, a policy that would ban road building and logging in nearly 60 million acres of national forest. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Chief Mike Dombeck, a low-key fisheries biologist who took over the Forest Service more than 4 years ago, is leaving federal service after 25 years. In a cordial six-page letter of recommendations to Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman, he urges loyalty to the land over political fealty. More specifically, he asked the Bush administration not to negotiate a settlement with those opposed to the road ban, completion of an inventory of old-growth forests, protection and expansion of wilderness areas, and reform of the 1872 Mining Act. The appeals of an outgoing chief may fall on deaf ears, but Dombeck is credited by his allies for helping to shift the agency's mission from development to stewardship. Neil Lawrence directs the Natural Resources Defense Council's forestry project.
He started the process of restoring public lands. He popularized the notion that we've developed enough of those lands and that the part that's left wild should be kept wild. He helped restore the budget to the agency that it needed to do its job properly. And he kept it out of the controversy and the conflict that had characterized much of its previous 15 years.
Dombeck has won praise from a host of environmental groups, most recently for the roadless policy, which was to have gone into effect this month. The Bush administration has postponed it for review. While Dombeck may have become a target of many Western lawmakers for his role in the roadless initiative, his real legacy may lie in less controversial efforts, for example, emphasizing restoration of fire-dependent forests after 50 years of fire suppression.
You know, the first roadless area inventory that the Forest Service did was 1926. And much of the area that has been gone unattended, the forest health issues, the thinning, the prescribed fire that needs to be done around the communities at risk, a lot of that has really gone unattended because we've been focusing on areas of controversy.
Last summer's wildfires brought forest health center stage, although a battle is now brewing over how best to rid fuel-laden forests of underbrush. In his letter to Veneman, Dombeck says restoration will meet with controversy and gridlock if used to simply accelerate commercial timber harvest in the name of fire protection. In recent years, from battles over endangered species to off-road vehicles, the agency has found itself in the middle of a complex debate over how best to manage the forest. Stephanie Bales, a spokesperson for the Intermountain Forest Association, says the timber industry wants more of a say in a debate it feels was lopsided toward those philosophically opposed to cutting down trees.
So what we're hoping for now is a new era of science-based forestry that includes and embraces local communities and local people and sort of, you know, allows us to have productive conversations about what we want from our forests and how to keep them healthy, and sort of diffuses this real polarized debate we've been having over resource issues for the past 10, 15 years.
Dombeck, who grew up on a national forest, says that's where he plans to return. His resignation is effective Saturday. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.